Welcome to the Bike Talk with Dave podcast. I'm your host, Dave Mabel, and I'm really nervous. And I'm happy you're here. Welcome to episode number 142. And that is significant because 1 plus 4 plus 2 equals 7. And today I am riding 77.7 miles. So what? I've ridden a couple centuries this summer. I'm doing the Arrowhead 135, which is kind of exactly twice. No, not quite. 67.7 would be. Anyway, why am I nervous? Because it is a single speed gravel race. It is the Iowa Gravel State Single Speed Championships, the Limestone 77.7. And yes, I've ridden long gravel rides. I've even ridden, like I did El Monzo, 100-miler on my Superfly single speed, and it was great. Why am I so nervous about this? It is because I'm on a different bike. It's a all-city super professional, which is a steel bike. It's not the lightest bike ever made on the face of the planet by a long stretch. And I think I'm a little heavily geared. I did the Crosses Coming single speed race last night, which was awesome. It was hard. 10:15 at night was our race start. And I did that 30 long minutes. And I did not get dead last, although Bike Reg Predictor had me picked for dead last. But I did not get dead last. And I literally took my bike and put it on the rack, and it stayed there until I do the gravel race. So all conditions bike, but it is heavily geared. Oh man, and this is supposed to be a super hilly, up and down the teeth of a saw. There's one road, I forget the name, but it's got an intimidating name. 25% grade. Yes, you heard me right. 25% grade. I think they have a prize for anyone who rides up it. I will not be riding up it. I'm sure I'll be walking. I'll have fast, slow, and walk will be my three speeds. But anyway, I'm nervous about it. I'm nervous enough that I am bringing Mr. Microphone along. And Mr. Microphone only gets to come along when I think the race will be interesting and full of stories, and today I think it will be interesting and full of stories. So, here we go. I'll take you to the start, and then I'll just pull Mr. Microphone out along the way when I have a little story to tell or description or whatever, but super nervous about it. I figure also bringing Mr. Microphone will keep me accountable. I'm signed up for the 77.7. There is a 37.5 mile option, and they follow the same route for 18 miles, so it would be super easy to just turn and head back. Oh, I didn't even mention this. I bet a lot of people do turn back because it is October 4th, 5th, 5th, 6th, October 6th. It's that weekend anyway, and the forecast high today is 93 degrees. We're starting at 10 a.m. Talk about peak tanning hours. And the wind from the south, 20 mile an hour, gusting to 45. There is a burn ban today for good reason. 20 mile an hour south wind, and the route goes south for 30 miles. And then it goes north. And if you've ever ridden your bike in the heat, in the wind, you know that when you are going uphill with the tailwind on a hot day, you're going the same speed as the wind. There is no cooling effect. And it's like sitting in a freaking microwave turned on high. It's like you're one of those, like roasted pigs sitting on the counter under the heat lamps all day, and you just get like all baked and shriveled up. You know what I'm talking about there? Or the roast beef that they slice up sitting under the heat lamps. That's what it feels like when you're going uphill. So I'm really looking forward to that. I don't know. I figure Mr. Microphone bringing you along will keep me accountable and keep me moving forward so I can do the whole 77.7. All right. Off to get ready, get my number, head to the starting line. Peace out. This probably isn't legal, but I just wanted to bring you in on all the feels today, the emos. I love this song, and it's what I'm going to town with today. Rooftops in fishnets in the morning, with the moon still blowing. And here comes Jesus in an Astro van, rolling down the strip again, he stole. Jerry plays. Said life ain't ever what it seems. These dreams are more than paper themes. It's alright, mama, you're afraid I'll be poor along the way. But I don't wanna see those tears again. You know, Jesus drives an Astro van. I just listened to a podcast yesterday, Neil deGrasse Tyson, talking with somebody about music. And how music that you like, whatever it is, can actually pump natural painkiller, opioids, into your system and reduce the amount of pain. It's like taking an ibuprofen. So I am bringing this song along with me today up and down the gravel hills of southwest Iowa.
Put your bike away.
She's doing the fun ride. Doesn't matter.
Oh, you have gears too.
Is he doing all 77?
He signed up for
he's
it.
Signed up.
Attaboy, all right.
He's a number 11 seed.
Whoa.
I hope he grabbed his number at the top. DQ him on a technicality at mile 77.6.
It's fair.
What are the odds 32% gets me to the finish?
All right, I know not everybody's here, but racers, I'm going to make the finish just before the entrance to the property. So we're not going to enter the property because parking and people and cars. So I'm going to have two big orange cones, flashing yellow lights, and I'll be there with a Budweiser. You'll know you're at the finish.
Didn't the rule say you can only have one gear or one cog on the back?
Jesus. Oh, man.
Otherwise, functional derailleur.
I think it said you could only have one cog on the back.
I think that's a functional derailleur, too.
If that was a regular derailleur, we would have to DQ Chris.
Right? I think we should just DQ him right now.
If he wins, we'll DQ him.
Okay, good.
Let's let him finish and then DQ him, regardless of the result.
You know, honestly, Jeff said, hey, if he says anything, that chain's not long enough. I said, I don't even care. I'm racing, and he can DQ me.
But nothing you've done.
Oh, here comes my ride.
We just never swapped it from Renegade that
That's
night.
A single-speed Jeep.
It won't
Jeep.
Even go
I
on.
Think, blue gear, that's it.
Yep.
I'll just go ahead.
It still can't make it up Rocky Mountain.
Yeah. There may be some more folks. Like, we're missing Maney and Adams. The Cedar Falls.
They said start without him.
Because it's a functional derailleur.
We are going to.
They said go ahead and start.
Did they? I texted them.
No, in the rules. It said you can.
I mean, I am. We're starting. I want to see it.
Lance Harris, staging.
All right. I got 7 minutes to start.
Lance Harris, staging.
Okay, racers. I'm just talking to the racers, not the fun ride people.
Dudes at one.
Race people, if you have a bib on.
Maybe I'll take that other cog off, and then that's the way I'll run it from now on. Yeah. And then you could run your bigger cog when you need to. Want to.
Right.
I don't fucking know. Yeah. I didn't touch your bike.
All right, like I said, the finish is going to be at the entrance to the property. You'll know it when you see it. What else do I got?
Is way in there?
At the moment, one third of last year's podium is here.
I did not touch it. I
Vance
swear
Fletcher.
To God.
We're missing two other guys who are supposedly on their way.
Damn sharp.
Are they actually on the way?
The one oddball here today is Harry.
It is
in the 70-plus category. His route is actually the fun route, the shorter route. So he's racing his championship on the shorter route.
Can I bump up in category?
Is that
old,
are you?
Cat up. Cat up.
I mean, I'd need a 10-year bump.
Let's see. For the podiums, we're going to do it down here. Sorry. Podiums are down here.
Oh, no,
I don't know if you saw it, but Nate Klein made some sweet bolos, limestone bolos, for the open women, open men, winos. Let's see. There's a whole bunch of volunteers out there. All these cats over here. There's going to be water in a lot of places.
Beautiful.
A lot of places. And obviously in St. Charles, you got a full C store. And there's a walk-in cooler there, too, in case you're overseeing. The big party is at Rock Candy Mountain. That's mile 43. Tom will be up there with some other trolls to help hand out treats. But that's also where we're doing the King of the Mountain, the K1 competition. Furthest up the hill, before you put your foot down, is the winner. Nobody's riding. So anyway, for those who don't know, it's not about the fastest time up the mountain. It's furthest up the mountain before you put a foot down. Wherever you put a foot down, you're going to have six people with an orange cone chasing you. Marking where you are. The target is not the cone. Go beyond the cone if you want to win. The short course and long course, the first 18 miles are the same. If you want to switch down to the short, fine. You have 18 miles to figure that out. Andy McCoy will be there. Just rip your bib off and give it to him so we know you're not racing anymore. And that's all I got.
I imagine some. Yeah. I don't want it anymore.
Or rip it off yourself.
Were we supposed to eat those rocks you gave us?
Those are your good luck rocks.
Oh, shit.
You don't have any good luck rocks?
I brought mine.
Oh, were we supposed to carry those?
You wanted good luck.
Extra weight.
My good luck is laying in the driveway. Check your bag. Somebody can navigate back.
I've got my good luck rocks.
Your bottles, too. I hear they do that.
Sir? You're for all the people.
Who?
I'm for all my people.
That'll improve my luck.
It will. Darvish, wasn't it sitting exactly where you left it? Yes, it was. That's exactly where you waited then.
There's a $100 bill for you guys in a hurry.
Excuse me?
Yeah. For you guys who are in a hurry.
And Dave.
You're in a hurry?
No.
Just before mile 32. So you go back. When you get to the big rack, brew house. You know that road when you're heading east. And you'll turn to the south. It's a steep downhill. It's a ripper. We actually have to take a left before the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, that one is.
Okay, so we're going to have two people there with the chill out sign. Mm-hmm. But anyway, just be careful on there.
Mile 32.
Yeah. Just think the big rack through house. Okay. So you have to take a left before you reach the bottom, and then you keep going back around the left, and it's a gorgeous, really rocky B road. You went down it last year. This year, you're going up it. And I'm going to be there taking pics.
Sweet. Maybe me too. We'll see how today goes.
You got your camera in there?
I got a phone.
All right, we're going to start in about 2 minutes.
9:58.
All right, well, that's too bad about day ain't over yet.
And I was looking at the map last night.
Manny and Adam.
Nobody's come in either.
I mean, last year they got here.
There's another section later that I'm riding it opposite.
I am. I just want to get out of the way.
Overgrown trees, houses along it. We'll be going down.
This is an episode.
Dirt, steel, like, along the edge of There's a creek on one side.
They're probably defeated after what I did to them at Dakota 5.
It's just like, you know, hard factor.
Do you crush their souls out?
I like that tan tan, dude.
I was just looking. I thought they were white.
I didn't see my back research. Yeah.
All right, we're inside of the
minute. They're light-ish. They're prison.
If they show, they'll have to come down to the start. So
it's going to get 20 degrees hotter.
I will see all of you out on the course multiple times.
You guys see the wind?
The wind?
It's going to be like, 30
seconds. I'm pushing you home all the way.
30 seconds.
It changes.
Already hit the water.
Yeah. What?
It's supposed to be, would you say, 10?
Right now it's an 8-12 mile an hour.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to get up to like the 30.
Yeah, but at 1 o'clock, yeah, the sound changes.
10 seconds!
So we'll be
free.
I don't know why. It's so dumb. I'll start. DQ.
Have fun, guys. Go!
All right, I got some catching up to do. Wanted to wait till 10 miles in to give y'all an update. And I am 10 miles in, and I'm walking my first hill. Whew, 10 miles. 50 minutes. That's about right. 10 miles an hour. Dang, it's 8-hour day. Well, maybe I can do better than that coming home. Funny. Like, I knew this was a big gear, and I don't know what it is. I'll look at the end of the day. But sometimes I'm like hitting my shift lever, and I don't have one. And I'm like, I want a bigger gear, I want a bigger gear. And then I come up halfway up this hill and just barely turning the pedals over, slip, and stop. And I'm like, I want a littler gear, I want a littler gear. Funny how that works. Oh, see a dude on a motorcycle coming up behind me. I pulled a Lifetime Grand Prix and the short course leaders caught me, and I rode with them for a couple of miles. That was nice. They're still just ahead of me, but it was a treat to have them block the wind for a little bit. There's that motorcycle. He did not slow down to wait for me. Back on the bike, 10 miles down. We'll see you in a while. I wanted to wait to mile 20, but I find myself walking again. Both of these hills are on serum, and I did serum once on my Superfly single speed, and I made it up both of these. This bike is geared very different. I gotta tell you, 17.63 miles. Actually, a little less than that because I rode my bike to the start. And this is a steep bugger. Serum here at mile 40. Today we're at mile 17. Ah, I'm hopeful this... You do hard things so that when you do your next hard thing, it doesn't seem as hard, right? And I'm getting ready for Arrowhead. I know the weather is the opposite, but I just got to be, like, persevere. There's no time limit today. I don't have a front headlight, but I should get home. That's a long ways. That's 9 hours, 9.5 hours till dark. Should be all right. Hour 36 in, we're still moving and having fun. I'm literally alone, though. I am following tracks in the gravel. That's my navigation system. The short riders turn left up here a mile or two, and the 77.7ers go straight south into the wind, into the soul-crushing wind. All right, it's flat enough here. I can get on a ride. Oh, we'll see you on down the line. Well, here's almost 20 miles. There was an aid station at mile 18 where the short route went straight and we turned right and I caught some people, which is kind of nice. I didn't stop. I don't need nothing. I got plenty of water, plenty of body armor, plenty of snacks. So, didn't need to stop, and stopped here, walking my bike. Whew, three other people ahead of me walking their bike. Misery loves company, right? 20 miles in, 20, 40, 60, 80. That's 25% done. Quarter of the way, feels good. Onward, cresting the hill. I'm not all that much further. 23 miles. Another hill to walk. But, oh man, like, dead animal. It's a dead deer, all freaking bones and rot on the side of the road. Just freaking make my eyes sting. Oh, just thought you should enjoy that with me. 23 times 2 is 46. I mean, I'm more than a quarter of the way done. Not quite a third. Almost a third. We're ticking them off mile by mile. I got all day. A lot of these roads I know now from, I did a 100K run 5 years ago, and we ran a lot of these roads. So that's kind of a fun memory. So fun. Okay, I'm at the top. Bye. Yeah, a little more often than every 10 miles, but I'm walking more than a handful of these hills. I haven't even brought Mr. Microphone out on every one of them. Whew, you guys would laugh at me. I'm at mile 28. How far? Let's see, 2 hours and 4 minutes, I think. That can't be right. 2 hours and something.
Could you try again?
Yeah, I'm not talking to you, Siri. I'm not talking to you. Anyway, So you'd all laugh at me. Our Garmins are both on the fritz. One of them won't charge and the other one won't stay charged for an hour and a half. I'm walking uphill and breathing like this. Give you an idea of what we're doing. So I'm navigating the old-fashioned way, following tracks. I hope it works. So far, so good. I still see them, unless everyone in front of me went the wrong way. Another thing I learned, I am officially DFL. All I gotta do is finish and I win a Bike Talk with Dave sticker, maybe? A rock? I got my good luck rocks with me. Oh, man. Ooh, baby. All right, mile 28. Like, this wind is brutal and only getting stronger. I don't know if I'm looking forward to going north. It sure will be easier pedaling, but I think it'll be hot. It's already hot. Curious why my sweat on the inside of my glasses is brown. That can't be good. Brown sweat. Look that up. Somebody can get back to me. Coming up to the top here. Onward and definitely upward. The views are incredible, by the way. I just can't. I mean, it's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Looks like, I mean, it literally, I could be standing on a hillside in the Green Mountains of Vermont right now. Trees are turning. Corn is brown. There's tall prairie grasses in the valleys. Hills are up and down. Narrow, one-lane gravel roads through the countryside. Truly spectacular. Honestly, like, I'm not making that up. It's gorgeous. Okay, back on my bike. Peace out. Mile 39.73 for me, 37.73 for everyone else. What that means is I took a detour. We were on a paved road, and I just kept following it in a tailwind bliss. Came to an intersection. I couldn't see if they had gone left or right. I have zero coverage out here, so I had to get out my paper map and found where I was and saw that I missed the turn by a mile. So it came contemplation time, and I don't want to get DFL having cut the course. I don't want to admit to all of you that I cut the course. I got to respect CK and not cut the course. If I've gone this far, I'm going back. So, turned around, went back into the wind, uphill. Whew, man, is it windy. Like, it's just blowing dust across the road. No complaints, but it is windy. I'm about 2 miles, I believe, from the great big 24% climb. I have no aspirations of being king of the mountain. I will walk that thing with pride. We'll bring you along. Yes, he does. 44. 46. I'm at 46. That's hard. Mentally, that's hard. This is the hardest 46-mile ride I can remember in a long time. I'm now walking up whatever they call this thing. This is a rutted, rocky, steep, narrow, I wouldn't take a Jeep up this kind of road. I don't know how he finds these things. Some epic, beautiful roads. I see a human. That's such great news. I hope they have something. I'm out of water in both my orange mud hydration pack and water bottle. Bivo bottle. How's that for a couple of plugs? Oh, man. Oh, there's a big ridge right there. I gotta get up it. Okay. 3, 2, 1. I'm coming. Am I in the lead? I did not make it that far. It's the hardest 46.6 mile ride I've ever done. I'm hoping turning north provides some respite. I do need water.
I will take your bike.
Oh, don't do that. I got to push it the whole way, man.
All right, you're doing it all.
Yeah, thank you. Do you have more water at the top?
There's plenty more. I just brought them down.
I'm 100% empty.
There's a lot of water, ice, food,
Man.
Whatever you need.
Different gear?
Oh, yeah. When you go north, you want a bigger gear.
Yeah.
How many things would you have?
Right now I'd add 10 and subtract 10 in the front. Dude, my legs are just cooked.
That headwind,
oh man, like it just knocks you to a standstill sometimes.
Yeah, people were definitely said the wind. All right, we have Pete Mabel just rock walking rock candy now.
What's the name of this?
Rock Candy Mountain.
Dude, it goes on.
Alright, yeah, we will swing by there.
Is that CK?
No, it's not CK.
Oh, CK did a great job with this course and whoever else helped him.
Alright.
Oh. Here, carry this. If you would, please.
Okay.
It's good content, huh?
Yeah, sure.
That wind is howling even in here. Man.
It'd be interesting with that fluffy thing on your bike. It still sounds
right. Oh man. Are you guys tired from going up and down this thing?
Boy, that twice.
That's two more times than I want to do it.
I need to try to ride it first.
On a mountain bike. Don't you think?
Oh yeah, you can probably get the wheel behind
it. Reminds me of Fire Tower, kinda. Maybe not even, maybe it's steep. Maybe not as. Why is this even a road?
They're contemplating that really carefully. Someone thought it was a good idea until the first rain.
Right. Another human. I feel like I've made civilization. I only went off course twice. 2.5 miles maybe.
We were wondering, because that's what we were doing the math about, like, alright, the last time you spotted, how long would it be for you to get here?
I wondered if I'd start seeing motorcycles heading backwards looking for a dead guy in the ditch.
Hey, you're getting a nice jersey. Unless you catch Russ or Spicer. He just left like 5 minutes ago.
Seriously?
10 minutes ago.
What's his name?
Sweeney. Oh, Sweeney might still be up there. You never know.
No, he was gone. He was just up here.
How was he?
He's at the top?
Yeah.
I love you.
Tom's charged where you want to be.
All right, I got to get some water. What's Courtney and... Who's that?
Courtney and Lindsay.
They beelined here from the start. They've been here all day.
They came down from mile 18, I saw them.
I think they pulled in third and fourth. I think Healy was in front last time.
Yeah. The hardest. Oh, everything, man. I'm out of everything. This is the hardest 46.82 miles I've ever done. I want everything. Yes, yes, yes. What are you guys doing here?
We just came to watch the hill.
Oh, aren't you guys delightful?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys bucked that wind just for this?
Yeah.
The wind's brutal. All right, I'm gonna refuel. We'll catch you on down the line. Praise be the Lord, there's Spoon. My next aid stop. I need it. All right, I gotta hang on, water crossing. Oh my. I'll take you with me, slowly. It's not Spoon. Is it Slick? Do a Diet Coke. You don't have any water? Is there anyone else between here and the finish?
Yeah, a few people.
Okay. No, I mean
61.
Aid. Okay.
Yeah, 61, I think.
And I can get water there?
Should be.
Okay, cool. I'm almost at my mile 65. I think I'm 4 miles ahead, behind. I don't know what you call that. I think I have 4 miles extra. I don't know where I got four. I know where I got two. I know where I got a couple of pluses, but not 2 more miles. I don't know. Curious. Oh, I'm on familiar roads, which is both good and bad. Good, because like I know I'm getting towards home. Bad, because I know they're not flat. And I've just been walking these freaking huge rollers that we were first introduced to in Serum 15 years ago. We hated them then. And man, oh man, these are hard on a geared bike. On a 30-mile ride that you're only halfway into with 15 miles in your legs, these hills are hard. They're big, long, steep, and don't stop. Oh, holy moly. What was I going to have you on for? Oh, guess what? We got a treat. The old cramps are showing up. Man, oh man, my hamstring on my right leg when I'm going uphill, i.e. the walking starts a little earlier than it otherwise would. Still walking. But, I don't know, 4 o'clock, that's 10, 6. I mean, I should be done before sunset. 17, 18 miles to go. A little bit of it paved, very little. A lot of it tailwind, most of it which is good. So I don't know, I hope to finish before sunset. Back at the Cutler Farm where the cyclocross races were last night and are again tonight. So I'll have a nice warm reception waiting for me when I get up there. Yep, that's it. That's how it feels. Look, I see cars. There's my next and final aid stop, which I need. All right, peace out. Oh, my final on the road report. Listen to this. Just a few more sections of gravel left. There's a little bit of pavement. I think I got like 4 miles to go. Mile north, mile west, mile south, then kind of zigzag back into the Cutler Farm. Oh man, hard day, super hard day. One of my hardest, no lie, for sure. I know recency bias, but dang, I'd say there was one or two serums that were super hard. An El Monzo on our tandem is 42 degrees and rainy. That was super hard. Our third, maybe fourth, Leadville on tandem was super hard. Maybe an El Monzo? Oh, I said that. I don't know. I can't think of anything else. This was hard. What made it hard? What would I do different? I think my bike. I think I was overgeared and it just like zapped my legs like over time grunting up those hills. I would probably put on two teeth bigger and try it again and maybe like come out here and try it. I mean, I got to take fault too. I have like the whole summer trained on the road, which is like fast, you can accelerate quickly, it's a zip zip zip, you're like, I mean sometimes you're drilling it super hard, but it's different than grunting up a hill. Those are different, that's a different thing. And grunting up a hill can cause cramps. The heat wasn't as bad as I anticipated. The wind was worse than I anticipated. It just would stop you cold. Coming over a hill, like you just grunted up a hill, and then you get smacked in the face with a 40-mile-an-hour gust of wind. That was brutal. So I would train different. I would ride this gravel single-speed bike on gravel roads. I'd ride it on hilly gravel roads. I feel like I had the distance in over the course of the summer. Oh man, and then the day is what the day is, like 90 degrees and windy, but everybody had to deal with that. So I'm gonna roll in here the last few miles to the finish line. If there's anybody at the finish line screaming and yelling, I will bring the mic out. Otherwise, we'll call it a day. But definitely an emotional finish. It was hard. Like, I haven't wanted to quit like that for a long time. I wanted to quit. Like, if we had to keep going south, I would have cried. Going south was so hard. Just so hard. And, like, thank goodness. I'm, like, riding no-handed right now on a gravel road uphill. And, like, a tailwind is awesome. Sun's not, it's not down yet. I did beat the sunset. I guess I'm not done yet, but I'll get in before the sunset. But that's how big of a difference. Like, from down in the drops, grinding away, going 6 miles an hour, to just sitting up and talking on Mr. Microphone. Anyway, thanks tons for listening. Appreciate all you guys. Thanks to everybody who volunteered, saved my life, the company I had, the encouragement I got. I know this isn't the biggest race in the world, But today, for me, it was. So I appreciate all the support. All right. Peace, love, and happiness. And don't forget, nothing compares to the simple pleasure of riding a bicycle 77.7 or 82 miles on gravel roads on a hot, windy October day. All right, I gotta navigate this next corner. Peace, love, and happiness.
Send you famous in heaven. Maybe you're famous in heaven.